Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol-Myers, the makers of Ipana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile with George Raft, Dinah Shore, Burt Gordon, the Mad Russian, George Holly, the 13-year-old Marine, Cookie Fairchild's Orchestra, the Ambassadors, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor. Wonderful,
Harry Von Zell, it's wonderful. I never felt so miserable.
What?
Harry, I've never been in such a... Let me cry on your shoulder.
Oh, well, Eddie, wait just a moment. What's wrong with you here?
I feel like such a misfit, Harry.
Well, I can't understand.
You see, my wife is a whack. My daughters are waves. I'm the only civilian in the family, Harry.
Really, well, now, Eddie, control yourself.
My house is just like an army camp. Every morning at 6 o'clock... Ida runs through the bedroom blowing a bugle, Harry.
No, she doesn't.
I never dreamed that someday I'd be married to a top sergeant, Harry.
Well, Eddie, that sounds awful.
But you don't know the half of it, Harry. Why, do you know that I haven't been? I have...
What?
Oh, I can't tell you,
Harry. Oh, now, Eddie, here, please, come on.
No, I can't. I can't do it, Harry.
Eddie, please tell me what...
I haven't been able to take a shower for a whole week. A whole week, Harry. No shower.
Well, I don't understand. Why not?
I forgot the password for the bathroom. Oh, isn't it awful, Harry?
Oh, I don't know. Eddie, here. If your whole family is busy in the war effort, what are you going to do about it?
I've already done it. This morning, early this morning, I went to San Diego to enlist in the Marines.
Oh, at your age?
Well, don't laugh. You've heard of George Holly, the boy Marine, haven't you?
Oh, you mean the kid who actually served with the Marines until they found out he was only 13 years old?
Yeah.
I read about him in the papers.
Well, if he can fool them about his age, so can I.
Oh.
I just told him in San Diego I was 10 years younger. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, well, Eddie, what do they want with a 60-year-old Marine?
Listen, Harry, I acted just like a kid at the recruiting office, and was that sergeant... Tough.
Oh.
Was he tough, Harry?
Oh, he was.
Made me carry him to the administration building. Then he made me carry him back to the recruiting office. And finally, I had to carry him to his house.
Well, he was testing your strength.
No, he used up his A book.
Well, didn't the doctor examine you?
Of course he did. But I'm afraid he didn't think I looked manly enough. For a Marine, that's what hurts, Harry.
Not manly enough? What makes you think that?
When I told him my name was Cantor, he looked down at me and he said, Mr. or Mrs.?
Oh, I don't know.
I tried to fool the doc into thinking I was strong and tough, Harry, but... Oh, I was so embarrassed. The humiliation, Harry. The humiliation.
Embarrassed?
Yes.
Well, why? Why were you embarrassed?
While he was examining me... One of my blood vessels sent out an SOS.
One of your blood vessels?
Yes.
Well, what did the other one do?
Shut up! Shut up, Harry.
Oh, now, Eddie, come on. Let's face the facts. You're getting on in years.
My age has nothing to do with it. Believe me, if only I wasn't short. If I wasn't short, the Marines would have accepted me. That's the one and only reason they rejected me, Harry.
Just because you were short, huh?
Yes. Short of muscle, short of breath, and short of blood. Just shorts, that's all.
Well, anyway, Eddie, now that you've been turned down, I guess you'll have to do all your fighting at home.
At home? What home? You see, Harry, when I figured I was getting into the Marines, I sold my home.
You didn't?
I did, Harry.
Oh, Eddie, you should.
I sold it to George Raft, the movie star, you know?
Yeah.
For $30,000.
Oh.
Believe me, it was a steal, Harry, a steal. I myself paid $10,000 for it. I did.
Paid $10,000 and sold it for $30,000? That's a steal?
Yeah, I stole $20,000. I did. But it was to George Raft. He's a friend. I wouldn't do it to a stranger.
No,
I wouldn't do it.
George Raft, listen, Eddie, a thing like that is dangerous. Raft is a pretty tough guy. And if he finds out that you swindled him, he's liable to come over here and give you the word.
Oh, don't worry, Harry. I've got somebody to protect me.
Who?
I've already called out the Marines. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, 13-year-old, 6'2", 180 pounds, the baby Marine, George Holly. Gosh, look. look at him. Oh, George, if you were only in my family.
Mr. Cantor, like I've been telling you all week, I'm too young to get married.
Oh, I keep forgetting. Tell me, George, you served with the Marines for a year and a half. When did they first suspect that you were only 13?
The day Dorothy Lamour and Charlie McCarthy came out to entertain us.
Well, what did you do, George?
Oh, my goodness.
What did you do?
The script's messed up.
Well, what did you do? What did you do? Huh?
Let me read first.
Did you do?
I tried to get Charlie McCarthy to sit on my lap.
The dummy?
I sure was.
Well, you're still a boy, but let me give you some advice, son. If you eat the right food and exercise, when you grow up, you'll be as husky as I am.
Listen, when I was born, I was huskier than you are.
George, tell me, did the stork bring you, or were you flown in by a Liberator bomber? Never mind. Tell me, George, how do you like being in Hollywood and making a picture for the Warner Brothers?
It's a lot of fun. Yesterday I met a famous movie star, and gosh, he was one of the nicest little guys.
Little guy? You mean Mickey Rooney?
No, Gary Cooper.
Oh, that shrimp. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you like the movie stars. George, how did you enjoy the picture I took you to last night?
It was swell, but I didn't think it was very nice of you to do that.
To do what?
Make me buy the ticket so you could get in for half price.
Everything he's got to tell. George, there's something that I'm sure that everybody in our audience listening in would like you to tell. What made a 13-year-old boy like you join the United States Marines?
Gosh, I don't know. I never thought about it much. All I did was look around. The idea just snuck up on me.
Snuck up on you from where?
Down near every house in our block, from the older fellows who joined. From the looks on the faces of their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers, they started taking jobs in war plants and doing everything they could to get this thing over with.
I see what you mean.
You know, Mr. Cantor, even a kid of 12 can tell what the score is. He knows why all those people are doing that. After all, how old do you have to be to love your country?
How old do you have to be to love your country? And that's about the best line I've heard on this program in a long time. You're a great kid, George Holly, and we're all mighty proud of you.
Thank you.
The country's number one singer and the number one song hit, Lovely Dinah Shore, and I Had the Craziest Dream.
I had the craziest dream last night. Yes, I did. I never dreamt it would be. Yet there you were, in love with me. I found your lips close to mine, so I kissed you. You didn't mind it at all. When I'm awake, such a break never happens. How long can a girl go on dreaming? If there's a chance that you can, then please say you do, darling. Say it and make my crazy. True. I found your lips close to mine, so I kissed you, and you didn't mind it at all. When I'm awake, such a break never happens. How long can a girl go on dreaming? If there's a chance that you care, then please say you do, darling. Say it and make my craziest dream.
Say, Eddie.
Yeah.
Did you notice George Holly while Dinah was singing? She certainly made a hit with that Marine.
A hit? It was a home run. Believe me, Harry, one look at Dinah and she's the one shore that all the Marines want to hug. Oh. And no wonder. What a girl. What a voice.
Oh, great. But more important...
And what hair.
Oh, lovely. But more important...
And what eyes.
Beautiful, yeah, but more important...
And what a smile. Oh, God.
Nothing's more important.
Harry, what are you trying to say?
Well, I've said it, Eddie. Nothing is more important than an attractive smile to a person's looks and charm. So, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally follows that your smile deserves intelligent care. See your dentist regularly, and between visits, faithfully use iPana toothpaste and gum massage. Because healthy gums are mighty important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles. And iPana is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it is especially designed to give gums the stimulation they need to help keep them from becoming susceptible to gum trouble. So it's easy to understand why so many men and women are adopting this famous healthful routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with iPana toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra iPana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
So, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you help yourself to a smile of beauty in that simple way? Ask your druggist tonight or tomorrow for a tube of iPana toothpaste. And remember, the government has ruled that we can't buy toothpaste of any kind unless we turn in an empty tube in exchange. So don't forget to take a metal tube of some kind with you when you get your iPana toothpaste.
Harry! What? Harry Von Zell.
What's the matter, Eddie?
I just got a call from George Rath.
I told you.
He claims I gypped him on that house and he threatens to come over and beat me up.
Well, now, Eddie, calm yourself.
I can't help it. I'm nervous, Harry. I'm not a drinking man, but I'd give anything for a couple of shots right now.
There they are.
George Rath!
Listen, Canner, if you don't return that dough I gave you for that house, I'll slug you so hard they'll have to give you a 2-pound steak to put on your eye.
A 2-pound steak? Slug me, George. Slug me. Wait a minute. He's going to do it. Exactly what is wrong with the house I sold you?
Well, you told me it was a 10-room house, and the joint only has 9 rooms. 1 bedroom is missing.
That's funny. It was there when I left last night, and did you call up the Bureau of Missing Bedrooms?
Quit stalling, Canner. Quit stalling. You can't hide it very long. Sooner or later, you're going to get nabbed walking around with a hot bedroom.
George, what would I be doing with a hot bedroom? It must be somewhere in the house. Did you search all over for it?
Yeah.
Did you look in the bathroom?
Now, what would a bedroom be doing in the bathroom?
It was a very clean bedroom. Maybe it went in to take a shower.
Canner, I'm losing my patience with you.
What do you mean? Wait a minute. Hello? Eddie Cantor speaking.
Mr. Cantor, I found the mahogany bed you lost, but I cannot return it.
Why not?
I ate it.
You ate my bed? Who is this calling?
Oh, just a termite.
Look, George, after all, what's one room between friends? You know, it's really a wonderful house.
Wonderful nothing. Yesterday I had a stay in the nursery. And was I burned up?
Why?
No nurse.
Well, anyway, the living room is very comfortable.
I tried to sleep there last night, and it was very embarrassing with any shades on the windows.
No shades on the windows? Why should that embarrass you?
Eddie, the air raid warden saw me taking off my girdle.
Your what?
Well, it's not really a girdle. It's a bulletproof vest with garters.
Some tough guy, George the Gorilla. They ought to call you Gertie the Gangster.
You're a fine one to laugh at my clothes. I saw those pink and cerise pajamas you wear.
Well, what's wrong with them?
Well, on the back, they says, America's Greatest Comedian and Sweetheart of Rita Hayworth.
Oh.
Eddie, you know that's a big lie.
Listen, Raph, you live your life and I'll dream mine.
Look, Canner. Look, Canner. All I want to know is why did you stick me with that broken-down house of yours?
George, you shouldn't complain. The house is in good order, and I left the icebox well stocked with food.
You call that food? Listen, Popeye, I had dinner there last night, and you must have got that meat off a steeplechase horse.
What makes you say that?
Well, my pork chops kept hurtling over the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, but George...
And another thing. Why didn't you move your relatives out?
My relatives have moved out.
Oh, yeah? How come that when I took a shower this morning, there were 3 ants scrubbing my back?
Well, somebody could have reached in from outside. The bathroom is pretty close to the street, you know.
Pretty close? It's practically in the street. Twice last night, I had to get out of the tub to let the sunset bus go by.
George.
Well, it's embarrassing. Every time I start to bathe, the bathroom fills up with people and the conductor yells, "Step to the rear of the tub, please."
Oh, no. Look, George, it's very simple. You just got to time yourself. Remember not to take a bath on the half hour because that's when the buses run. And by all means, stay out of the tub at 4 p.m.
Well, what happens at 4 p.m.?
You mean you haven't seen the super chief yet?
Eddie, I can't bathe on schedule. Besides, I never know what time it is with that crazy cuckoo clock you have in the hall.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, at 9 o'clock, a little cuckoo comes out and cuckoos four times. Then the mother cuckoos five times.
Well, George, those swing shifts are all over. What do you want from me?
Listen, no more alibis, Canner. It's obvious that you gypped me, and I'm not letting you get away with it. I'm going to bump you off right now.
Now, hold on there a minute, Raff. I'm Slugger Von Zell, see? Plenty tough, too, see? And if you're going to slug Canner, you got to slug me, too, see?
Now, if somebody will pick up my teeth, I'll leave.
Yeah, wait. Step aside, Von Zell. Come here. Come here. I'll take care of Raft. There's a Raft. You put with me long enough, see? Take off your coat. Take off your coat, Squirt.
Okay.
Now take off your shirt.
Okay, it's off.
See, Harry, I told you can't get any more silk underwear.
Well, I should have strangled you in the first place. And I think I will.
Let go of me. If you don't, I'll call my orchestra leader. Cookie Fairchild. Oh, Cookie.
Yes, Master. I will save you. Quick, quick, pick me up in your arms.
What?
Pick me up. There, that's it.
What do you think you're doing?
You wouldn't hit a man with a baby in his arms, would you?
Why, you little runt. Why, I'll flatten your nose, loosen your teeth, slap down your ears, and flatten your skull.
Aren't you going to clean my glasses?
Why should I clean your glasses?
When I'm getting beat up, I like to see what's going on.
And now, Canner.
Now, wait a minute.
Mr. Raft, I don't think it's fair the way you've been treating everybody on this show.
Oh, no? Well, listen, sister. I got a good mind to grab a hold of you, swing my arm around your neck and squeeze. How would you like that?
Oh, I'd love it.
Now, wait. Dinah Shaw, I thought you were going to help me. Are you falling for this mug?
Listen, after spending 2 years with an overage destroyer like you, you can't blame me if I reach for a Raft.
Even she couldn't say anything to help you, Canner. The next thing you'll hear will be the voice of doom.
The voice of doom?
How do you do?
The mad Russian. Russian. Russian, you got here just in time. You see, George Raft is about to beat me up. Go on, put him in his place.
I wouldn't advise you to try, you Kremlin gremlin. Why, I could fight you blindfolded.
You coward, afraid to look in my face, eh?
Quit stalling, Russian. Go on and give Raft a beating.
I'll give him. Listen here. Listen, Rafty. I could beat you hands down.
Well, why don't you try?
I'm afraid you wouldn't keep your hands down.
Russian, I hate to admit it, but I'm afraid you're yellow.
Don't say that. That don't say. Why, in my youth, I was boiled so hard.
Hard-boiled.
I had to get a bodyguard to protect me from myself.
Well, who did you hire?
Me. But it didn't do no good. No good.
Why not?
One day, when I wasn't looking,
yes,
I pulled a knife on me.
What happened?
What happened? I wouldn't let me hurt me.
Russian, do something. Go on, do something.
All right, I'll go do. Yeah. Listen, Raff, if you touch Camphor, I will kill you.
Don't make me laugh.
Don't make you laugh, eh?
Oh, I wouldn't fight you. Why, you'd be putty in my hands.
What did you say?
You're putty. Putty.
Thanks, you're putty cute, too. I like him.
He'll kill you.
He's gonna kill me, is that so? Listen here, Kraft.
No. Kraft is a cheese.
So? Listen, Raff. You're brave in your own territory, but if I had you in my apartment in New York, I'd make you tremble. You would shake in your boots. I'd make you shiver all over.
Why, you're so tough, huh?
No, I got no heat.
Listen, Smudgepot.
Yeah?
No heat, huh?
No.
One more crack out of you and I'll wrap your ears around your vest.
Mm, would you mind wrapping them around my pants?
Why?
My suspenders broke.
Oh, quiet. Stop clowning, Russian. Raft is a real gangster.
Yes?
That's right. See the scar?
Yeah?
A gunfight. 1929.
So what?
You see the scar?
You see my scar?
Yes.
Appendicitis, 1940.
Yep. Russian, you were never a gangster.
But I was. I was.
Was you?
Really? I shall never forget to gun Gertie. Ah, Gertie. She was mine mole.
Not mole. Huh? Mole. Mole. Where do you see mole?
Mole, yes.
A mole is an animal that has a fur coat and looks like a gopher.
Mm, that's Gertie.
Yeah, wait. I've had enough.
So have I. Russian, I'm going to slug you so hard, I'll close both your eyes.
He's going to close both your eyes.
My eyes. Go ahead and slug. I'll only sing.
He'll sing, eh? Well, take that.
When the lights go on again, all over the world.
Now, listen here, Mr. Raft. Like I said before, you've been bullying this poor old man long enough.
Me? A poor old man? How are you?
Why don't you pick on somebody your own size?
Okay, wise guy. Come here.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Well, now, Mr. Raft, sir, this is the Time to Smile program.
Sure.
Smile. We should all be jolly here. You don't think so, huh?
Von Zell, I'll give you exactly 30 seconds to scram out of here. Go on, get.
Could you please make that 45 seconds?
Why 45?
Well, that would be just long enough for me to step up to the microphone and leave our listeners with this important reminder. Ladies and gentlemen, the next time you wake up in the morning feeling headachy and under the weather due to the need of a laxative, remember that Sal Hepatica helps you feel better faster. Because Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And that's important, for it means you don't have to wait till night to take the laxative you need in the morning. You don't have to go on feeling miserable all day. Sparkling Sal Hepatica has another advantage, too.
This famous mineral salt laxative helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you rely on gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Hey, Canner.
What is it now, George?
Well, you've been stalling long enough. If you don't hand over that dough I gave you for that house, I'm going to finish you off.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm going to throttle you right now, Canner. And nobody can save you, understand? Nobody.
Let go of him, punk.
Punk? Huh. Hey, Canner, who is this overgrown ad for oatmeal?
Watch your step, Raph. This is George Holly, the boy marine.
And I'm plenty tough, too, even if I am only 14.
You're 13.
Quiet, I don't want to scare him.
Why don't you go and leave us alone and go play with your yo-yo, kid? Do you hear me? I said go play with your yo-yo.
Okay.
Gee, that's a pretty noisy yo-yo, ain't it?
Go on, kid. Tell him to get out. Go on.
Okay. Now listen, Shorty.
Now wait a minute. Don't call me Shorty. I got a name and don't forget it.
Oh, yeah? What's your name?
Shorty.
Oh, this is good. Keep going, Sonny. Go on. Keep going.
All right, Raph. Hand over your gun.
Yes, sir.
Now hand over that knife and blackjack.
Here. That's all I have.
Now meet me at the Brown Derby at 9:30.
9:30? What for? You took everything I got. What else?
Have Betty Grable there.
Now, wait a minute. Come on.
Kid knows what he wants. Thank you, George Raft and George Holly. You are both swell. And now, Cookie Fairchild, the orchestra, and yours truly bring you Why Don't You Fall in Love with Me?
As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? You're driving me crazy, baby, trying to guess. Will you tell me no or will you tell me yes? You gotta go overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like my rye bread toast. I like a weenie roast. How about you? You gotta go overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? I've got some butter. Why don't you fall in love with me? I've got some coffee. Why don't you fall in love with me? I need some sugar. Why don't you fall in love with me?
Thanks, everybody. We hope you all come over to see us next week because we're going to have three special guests we want you to meet. First of all, we're going to have Chief Petty Officer Rudy Valley of the United States Coast Guard. And we'll have that blonde powder keg of rhythm from Paramount Pictures, Betty Hutton. And then we'll have one of the... Ooh, I heard that. Maybe it's me. Do you think I have sex? And then we're going to have one of the country's best writers of popular songs, a man who wrote a lot of them, all the way from Hinky Dinky Polly Boo to Touch of Texas, Jimmy McHugh. And you know what? Maybe I shouldn't say this. He also happens to be the grandfather of one of my favorite granddaughters. Jimmy's boy, Jimmy Jr., is married to my daughter, Edna, so we really ought to make it sort of a family. And, of course, the regular gang is going to be here, too. Dinah Shaw, Harry Von Zell, the Mad Russian, the Ambassadors, Cookie Fairchild, and the orchestra. In the meantime, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, the two products that make these Wednesdays together possible. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatica. And so remember, I love to spend each Wednesday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry if I'm